This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, May 15th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The 2026 state legislative session has wrapped up, with lawmakers passing bills on everything from school funding to labor rights. Join us on Thursday, May 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. for a special live call-in show with reporters from the Colorado Capital News Alliance. We'll break down what the new laws mean for Coloradans, and we'll take your questions live on the air. That's Tuesday, May 21st, from 6 to 7 p.m. And in news out of the Capitol, a Colorado House Ethics Committee found probable cause on Monday to continue investigating State Representative Mandy Lindsay. The bipartisan group says the Aurora lawmaker may have misused caucus funds while serving as co-chair of the House Democratic Caucus. Allegations include writing herself a $2,500 check, charging a hotel stay to a caucus debit card, and pocketing thousands in reimbursements. But lawmakers stopped short of accusing Lindsay of criminal misconduct. The case now moves to an evidentiary hearing, where Lindsay will have a chance to defend herself. She says the payments were bookkeeping mistakes. And down in Ouray, the county is conducting a full-scale evacuation exercise today, Friday, May 15th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The county has developed a multi-jurisdictional evacuation plan over the last 2 years and has progressively tested it to ensure it works under real-world conditions. The county says that today's full-scale exercise is the final step in validating the plan in a realistic environment. During the exercise, residents can expect to see increased emergency vehicle traffic, simulated evacuations, traffic control points, shelter operations, and increased radio operations. You can visit ouraycountyco.gov to learn more about the evacuation plan and emergency preparedness. Mental health therapy is often difficult to access in rural communities. That includes the Roaring Fork Valley on Colorado's western slope, where there's a shortage of providers and services are expensive. But as Aspen Public Radio's Sarah Torrey reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a new initiative is trying to help by offering financial assistance to people who need mental health care.
The goal of the Community Hope Fund is to help more people afford therapy in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River Valleys. The Aspen Hope Center, a mental health care provider, started the initiative after the nonprofit headquarters closed down earlier this year. The closure widened the gap in mental health services for our region. Erin Mitchell is the executive director of the Aspen Hope Center. She says as health insurance premiums are rising, more people are uninsured. But even those with coverage often struggle to access mental health services.
Sometimes the commercial carriers we're insured with, they may cover medical for us, but they don't actually cover therapy. And so we find people who are at a loss there.
She says individuals can apply to the Community Hope Fund for financial assistance starting this summer. The money can be used for any licensed therapist the patient chooses. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Torrey.
A severe drought in western Colorado is forcing the region's agricultural producers to make some tough decisions. KVNF's Brody Wilson has the story.
On the western slope of Colorado, the snow high in the mountains is the beginning of almost everything. It fills the rivers, it fills the reservoirs, and eventually a lot of it ends up in Lake Powell, hundreds of miles downstream. But this year, there's hardly any snow. The Colorado River Basin snowpack is at 10% of normal. Said another way, there's usually 10 times more snow in the high country than there is this year. And farmers, ranchers, and fruit growers who depend on that snow are being forced to make decisions, tough decisions that they don't want to. Harrison Topp grows organic peaches and apples in the North Fork Valley near the town of Paonia. He markets more than 500,000 pounds of fruit a year. Right now, he's running forecasts, not about sales, but about survival.
Let's say we lose water July 1st. I anticipate we'll be able to harvest probably optimistically 75% of peaches and potentially no apples.
Exactly when the local irrigation system runs out of water has huge effects on the yield for growers like Top. But the decisions that he's making now aren't just about this year's crop. They're about whether the orchard itself survives.
And then we get into the frankly more severe question of what are going to be the health implications for the trees. If we lose orchards or we lose blocks or we lose parts of the farm that we've planted, it's frankly would be worse than losing the crop.
Losing trees means years without revenue. It means replanting costs that could bankrupt an operation. So Top is weighing every tool he has, cutting back on fertilizer to reduce leaf growth, spraying trees with a white clay that reflects sunlight, even the nuclear option, a practice that fruit growers call horning, in which major limbs of the tree called scaffolds are cut off to reduce water loss via the leaves.
That's one of the things that we're considering in our tool bag is reducing that leaf surface area so that we're reducing transpiration.
Horning trees back so there's little more than a tall stump standing in the row helps the trees survive, but it also means no crop for up to 3 years. Harrison Top is blunt about what's at stake.
If we were to lose a sizable amount of trees, it's probably game over for us.
To understand why this year feels different, you have to understand how the water actually moves on the Western Slope. It's governed by a system called prior appropriation, first in time, first in right. The oldest water rights get served first, and when the water runs out, a call is put on the stream, and everyone else has to turn off their water. Steve Fletcher runs the Fire Mountain Canal, which delivers water to about 500 growers in the North Fork Valley.
It happens every year, pretty near. I mean, they're very seldom will a call not go on. You know, under, it just depends on how long you extend it before you start using your stored water. On a good snowpack year, the snowpack will run clear into June, you know, before it really starts tapering down.
In a normal water year, the Fire Mountain Canal runs into September, sometimes October. This year, Fletcher is hoping to make it to mid-July.
It all depends on whether we can get the reservoir filled or not, because we'll have to start into our reservoir definitely in May, possibly, or, you know, the end of April, where normally we don't start into it until late June, 1st of July.
A few miles away on Rogers Mesa, Cynthia Housewort is doing her own math. She raises grass-fed beef cattle, a small herd, around 85 head of breeding cows, and she sells directly to consumers. But with this year's drought, she's decided to sell off roughly a third of her cows. These are the cows that give birth to her product year after year.
I think too many years in a row have said to me, you've got too many cows.
Housewort's operation depends on irrigated pasture. Last year, the water ran out in August, and she grazed her fields harder than she wanted to. This year is worse, and the damage compounds.
Yeah, what's going to happen is your prime plants are going to go away, and you're going to get things that are drought tolerant, which aren't what my cows want to eat.
So she's culling. And for a rancher who has spent 27 years breeding a specific herd, that's not a simple business decision.
The stress of selling your herd is something that's hard to explain to people. Like how attached we are to our cows. It'd be like somebody saying you need to sell your family pet. Like, it's really difficult to make those changes.
Housewort isn't just a rancher. She's also the president of the Rogers Mesa Domestic Water Company, the utility that delivers drinking water to her neighbors. And that system is under pressure as well. The company has stopped selling new water taps. You can buy an existing house, but you can't build a new one with Rogers Mesa water. And that's actually the case across many water districts in the North Fork Valley.
We want to be able to serve the members that we have in drought years like this.
Back at his orchard, Harrison Top is trying to thread a needle. Get a crop, keep the trees alive, and come back next year.
If we're able to keep our wits, pull off a crop, survive, and do the right things to make sure that ensure the trees survive, we'll be back next year. But that's not a, I think, unfortunately, this year is not a, it's not a guarantee.
For KBNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's your KBNF Regional Newscast. Don't forget to tune in to our live call-in show next Thursday, the 21st, to learn about what Colorado's new laws mean for you. Thanks for listening. I'm Audrey McCabe.